Begin the current Tav, Masechta Zohar Daf Tes. Begin 10 lines down with the Tav of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the wide lines. But the Gemara continues in a related discussion with the previous Tav, and that is we had explained the halacha of our Mishnah, which was speaking about the Roman holidays that are they serve their deity and it's forbidden to do business with them 3 days before. One of them is Kartesim, which the Gemara explained is the holiday the Romans had when they had world dominion, when they had conquered the Greeks. And on that, the Gemara had shown that was, although it was said that it was 180 years before, it's actually 206. It's just that for 26 years, they didn't subjugate the Jewish people. They were kept their faithfulness. Now, related to the Bryce that was brought in to show the calculation of how many years different factions ruled at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, one of those entities were the Greeks, which after that was when the Romans together with the Jews conquered them, which then led to the Roman subjugation. Now, Amar Papa says, this relates, these calculations, regarding the dating of documents. Because, as we're going to see, the way they would date their documents after that point in time of the Greek domination would be based on the dating of the Greek era. So Rav Papa says, Itoi hai tana. If this Tana, which we brought on the top of this Amma from the previous staff, which had calculated the years of which kingdom reigned in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and then it concluded and said that after Hordas, then from there on, if you're calculating something, calculate from that point on how many years it's from the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So if the one who's learning this Braisa is in error, he doesn't know the single digits of the years, how many years it is after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Kamahava, how much that is, where he makes a mistake, he doesn't know, is it 20 years on the hundreds, or is it 21 or 22? And that is because, in regards to the centuries, that a person doesn't make an error. He knows how many centuries it is from the times of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. But in the single years, one or two, which are the pratim, or the decades, that is something that a person could make a mistake and can be an error. But in the hundreds, and the centuries, and the millennia, the thousand years, that is klolim, that a person doesn't make a mistake. But let's say the one who's learned this braisa and says, okay, so I know how many years the Persians were in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Greeks, and the Hashmonaim, and the Hordas. Now it's after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. I'm not sure how many years. Is it 1,003? Or is it 1,004? So the thousand he knows, but he doesn't know the pratim. So says Rav Papa, I have a way for him to figure it out. L'shailei l'safra. Let him ask a scribe who writes divorce documents and regular documents where they would count according to the Greek dating. As the Gemara is actually going to tell us in the next daf in Yerim and Af, that in Goylin, the diaspora, we only count the dates according to Malchus Yavin, when the Greeks took power. And we don't count to the beginning of, but an important element which is going to come out for the dating is, we don't count from when the Greeks began their kingdom. Because there were 6 years that were not fully reigned, where they only reigned over Elam. It's only after 6 years that the Greek came to power that then they went and had world domination, that they expanded their kingdom. It's from that 6 years after that we start counting the dating of the Greek monarchy, as the Gemara is going to explain later on. So therefore says, Papa, let this one who's learning this Braisa ask a scribe, Kamaksiv, what's the particular year number that he's on, regardless of the hundreds or how many years, thousands it is from the Greeks. But ask him what particular number he's at. V'nitfa alayu, and then let the one who learned the Braisa add on to that number, Esrin Shnin, 20 years. So if let's say the scribe says that the particular year he's at is 15, whatever his klal is, 515, 415, whatever it is that he is, according to the dating of the Greek kingdom, then the one who's learning this braisa should add on, he should have now 35 for his individual number on his klal, however many years it is from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. U'meshakach le'lechomer, and then he's going to find the knot. In other words, he's going to come to the final calculation, which will be accordingly to figure out what year it is from the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the counting of the scribe is starting from 380 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. As we learned in the Braisa, it's on the top of the summit from the previous staff, that the Greeks took over the monarchy after when they came to power at the end of 34 years from when the second Beis HaMikdash was built. First it was the Persians, 34 years in, that's when the Greeks came to power. Now, as we said, but we don't start counting right from there. We have to first add on 6 years, which are not counted, because those 6 years, they weren't the full world power that they were. So it's really that we start counting 40 years into the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, which is when we start counting the Greek datings when they came to power, which that is 380 years before the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, because it lasted for 420 years. So 40 years in, that's 380 years before. So it comes out, so the one who's learning the Braisa wants to count the years from the times of destruction of Beis HaMikdash. When he counts 20 years post-destruction of Beis HaMikdash, that's already going to be, for the scribe, for a full number of 400, because it's 380 before the destruction, plus 20. So he's going to be by 400. So therefore, when the scribe is writing a number 1, so let's say 401, so then the one who's learning the Braisa has to say 21. And when the scribe is writing 10 years for his specific decade, so then the Tana should be saying 30. And when the Sefer reaches to 501, so then the one who's learning the Braisa should have 121, which again, it's the idea of the Prat, which is the same. Obviously, the years are hundreds of years apart. But we're talking about the and that's not what the error is in any way. It's in the specific singular year or the decade. That is what you could learn out from just adding 20 years to the dating of the one who's writing the documents. Now, Rashi points out, as he does regarding a few of these halachas on the stuff, that although same thing could have been said to, instead of adding 20, take away 80, and it would have been the same calculation, but that's the shorter version, just saying to add on 20. Now, says the Gemara, says Rav Papa, v'simonech, and the mnemonic to recall this idea that you have to add on 20 years is a pasuk in Bereishis that Yaakov told Lavan, Zeli esem shana b'beisecha, this is already 20 years, I'm in your house, which is Yaakov and Galus, the same idea for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that one has to add on 20 years onto the dating of the documents to figure out the date since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the same thing is in the other way around. Let's say Itoi Safra. Let's say the scribe who's writing documents forgets, wait a second, what year are we in? He doesn't remember in this specific year. So Nishaili Latana Kama Choshev. So you should ask the one who learns the Braisa, how many years is he up to in the years of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash for his specific year? And V'nivtzu Minayi Esven Shin, and he should then diminish to write on his document 20 years less, as we explained already before. So if the one who's learning the Braisa has it at 230, so the Sefer should write 610. The reason why it's 300 more years, as we said, it's 380 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It's just that he makes it into 10, which is 20 less than the number 30 of the one who learns the Braisa. So too, if the Tana has it at 210, so the Sefer would write 590. Now again, Rashi says, essentially he could have said that he should add on 80. It's just, again, it's the shorter version to say it's a smaller number, just to say minus 20. And also, actually, another reason is because, as we're going to shortly say, the mnemonic to recall this halacha would only be a good mnemonic if we say it this way, of diminishing 20 for the Sefer and adding 20 for the Tana, where first the Gemara says, U'mishakeich le'luchumri, and then, so then if he does it this way, he just takes away 20, he's going to get exactly his calculation to write on the document. Now, v'samonech, and the mnemonic, not to mix up, who should add on 20 and who should take away 20, because we're saying that the one who's learning the Braisa, he asks the scribe and he should add on 20, and the scribe forgets, he should ask the one who's learning the Braisa and he should take away 20, is Safra Betzira, the scribe diminishes, where he writes the letters with precision, and he writes with the Messiah, where sometimes the letters are missing letters. Tana Teisva, and the Tana learns the Braises, which it means to say that, besides learning Teisefta, it also means from the word of adding on, the word Teisefa means adding on, so the one who's learning the Braise, when he needs to copy, he adds on, and the Safra, the scribe, which also can be used for the term of a Tama Chachem, is Betzira, he diminishes, he takes away the 20. Similarly, says the Gemara, Tana Be'Eliyahu is taught in the Yeshiva of Eliyahu in the Braise, Sheshes Alofim Shana Hava Olam. The world was decreed that it should last for 6,000 years, like the week that Hashem had created, where the seventh day, which we know as Shabbos, is the 7,000th world, is when the world will cease to be. So that's 6,000 years, correlating to 6 years, 6 days of creation. Now, but they split up into a trilogy. Shnei Alofim, the first 2,000 years, was decreed that they should be Tayu, empty, meaning without Torah. Shnei Alofim Torah, the middle 2,000 years, were decreed to be years of Torah without the days of the Mashiach. And Shnei Alofim Meis Mashiach, the last 2,000 years, were decreed to be the 2,000 years of the days of the Mashiach coming. Now, but in the Seinu Sharabah, because of our many sins, Yatsu Mehen, it already has gone by from the last, from in the era of the last 2,000 years, Mashi Yatsu Mehen, what already has left from them, meaning, and Mashiach still hasn't come, although these are the days that Mashiach should be coming. Now, says the Gemara, Shnei Allah from Torah Me'emes, when did the 2,000 years of Torah begin? Now, the logical answer would be, if you say from the beginning of the Torah up until now, which is at the end of 4,000 years from the time of creation, like you would say. But the problem with that is ad hashta leka kuli hai, up until now at the 4,000 mark, which is the beginning of Yemais Mashiach, ending the 2,000 of Torah, it doesn't have 2,000 years. Why? Because debichim ya'aynis bu, when you analyze it, the first 2,000 years of Tayu before Matan Torah, you're going to have Tre Alfi, that 2,000 years. Moreover, you're going to have Prate the High Alpha. You're going to have some individual years of the third 1,000 years, which are Hudahavi, you're going to have in an additional 448 years. Meaning, if you're going to count up until Matan Torah, it's not going to be just 2,000 years. It's going to go much more in. Because if one calculates the years of every generation, where every single personality lived before his son was born, because after someone was born, you're already counting it for the years of the son, you're going to come out with, from Adam till Noach was born, you're going to have 1,056 years. Then Noach lived 502 years before Shem was born. Like it says in Bereishis, hey, that Noach was 500 years when his firstborn was born. He was 500 years. Now Yefes was the oldest. And Yefes was older than Cham by a year, and Cham was older than Shem by a year. So you have that Noach was 502 years old when Shem was born. Because like it says that Shem was 100 years old when Arpachshad was born, which was 2 years after the Mabul. Now if Shem was born at the 500th year of Noach, so then 2 years after the Mabul, he should have been not 100, but 102. Because it says that Noach was 600 years old when the Mabul started. So you have the 502 years of Noach, you have the 100 years of Shem until Arpachshad was born. Then you also have to add on the 56 years of the specific years when up until Noach, which we said that from Adam till Noach was 1,056. So we'll keep that 1,000. We'll take the 56, add on to the individual count that we're talking now. So you're at the count of 658. Now Arpachshad gave birth to Shelach when he was 35. So you're at 690 and 93. From Shelach until Aver, there was 30 years till he gave birth to him, so that's 723. From Aver until Peleg was 34 years, so you're at 757. From Peleg till Reu was 30 years, so you're at 787. From Reu to Srug was 32 years, so you're at 819. From Srug till Nachar was 30 years, you're at 849. From Nachar till Terach was 29 years, so you're at 878. From Terach to Avram was 70 years, so you're at 948, adding to the 1,000 years, which was from Adam till Noach. Now, yeah, from Avram till Yitzchak is 100 years, because there was 100 when they gave birth to Yitzchak, that's 2,048. From Yitzchak till Matan Torah was 400 years, how so? Because you have the 60 years until Yaakov was born, Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born. And then when he went down to Mitzrayim, it says that the years that have been living have been 130 years, so that's 190 years from when Yitzchak gave birth to him. From when Yitzchak was born, because Yitzchak was an additional 60. And the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. So that's 448 years additional to the 2,000 years from the world was created. So it comes out that from Matan Torah until the 4,000 year mark from Briyas HaOlam is only 1,552. How can you say that there's 2,000 years of Torah when it comes out to be missing a significant amount of years? Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right, the 2,000 years of Torah did not start by Matan Torah. Ella meve'es ha'nefesh asha asa b'charen. But rather, from like the Pasuk says regarding Avram Avinu, that the souls that they made in Charen, which the Targum translates, that she'abidu la'iraisa, that they brought them close to Torah, that's when the years of Torah already started. The Gemara, and the tradition is, that Avram b'hishayta bar chamshin b'tarteha, at that point in his life, who was 52 years old. So you add on to the 1,948 which you have, when Avram Avinu was born, so that's going to be, up until that point, 2,000 of Tayu, because you have 948 plus Avram when he was born, and plus the 52 years, that's 2,000. Now, it explains the Gemara, because Kamabatsun, now that you understand how much had been missing from the 2,000 of Torah, Meditani Tana, that we had learned, Arba meya varbam b'tman yishnin havya. We were missing 448 years. Because we said if you start at Kabbal Satera till the 4,000 mark of the year, you're missing that amount of years of 2,000 Tera. But kima aynes bay, ma nefesh ha-sha'asa b'charna, not interpreted. If you calculate the years from Avraham Avinu when he was 52 and he was being recarved the whole world with Tera, up until the giving of the Tera, that was Arba Meya Varbam B'Taman Yishavim. That's exactly the 448 years to be added on to the counting of when Matan Torah was given. And that's going to be exactly 2,000 years from Vesa Nefesh Asru until 4,000 years from Bria Salam when the world was created. That's the end of Dalpayim Torah, which is 172 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. How so? One calculates until they left Mitzrayim, which was 448 years more than the 2,000 years of Briyas Olam. So it says in the Pasuk of Melachim Aleph that it was in 480 years from when they left Mitzrayim until Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash. So you're at the 928-year mark from the 2,000 years from at the point when the Beis HaMikdash was built. Now, then you have Bayis Rishon lasted 410 years, so you had 3,338 years. You have Golas Babel, which was for 70 years, so you had 408. You have Bayis Sheni, which lasted for 420 years, you had now 828. So it comes out that there's still 172 years missing from the 4,000 years, and that's the 172 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni, which was, as is taught in the Brayos and Seder Olam, that was the end of the Alpayim Torah. From that point on is when the Alpayim Yemos HaMashiach began. So here too, Rav Papa makes a similar calculation as he did in the previous Gemara's discussion. So based on what we just said, the Amar Rav Papa, he says, Itoy Tana, if the one who's learning the Braisa, which we just quoted from Tanav Elio, that says, because of our great sins, whatever days of the Yemos HaMashiach have passed already, and now a person wants to count how many days of Yemos HaMashiach have passed, but he makes an error in a year or two, and he doesn't know exactly what's the specific number of year we're up to, and v'loyod de prate, so he doesn't know regarding the specific number or decade, but he knows the centuries. That he doesn't know kamahava, how much that is, because like we said, a person doesn't usually make an error in the centuries. So Rav Papa didn't have to give a simon regarding the error of the klal, rather of the prat, what should he do? L'shai l'lisafra, let him go ahead and ask a scribe, as we said, who they count according to the reign of the Greeks, and ask him kamaksiv, what's the prat, what's the number specifically that he's up to, that he's writing in his centuries, what number is he up to? V'nitve, and then let the one who's learned the braisa add on to the specific numbers that he's going to alaihu onto the prat, onto the specific singular number of the scribe, arbain v'tamni, 48 years. Because the counting of the one who's learning the braisa starts for the 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach after 172 years after the Churban HaBayis, like we said, which is when the 2,000 years of Torah was concluded. Now, the counting of the scribes starts 380 years before Churban HaBayis, like we said, where it comes out that the numerics, the metrics of the Sefer comes before the one who's learning the Braisa for a period of 552 years. So therefore, when the Tana is counting 48 years, that would have concluded the 100, the even number of 100 of the Sefer, to 600. Because we said he's that many years before 552 plus 48, which is when he's starting, he's up to 48 years of Yemos HaMashiach, that'll be 600 for the scribe. So therefore, when let's say the scribe is up to number 1, the Tana should be by 49. When the scribe is by 10 years of the Prat, so the Tana should be by 58, which again Rashi points out, as we said before, could have also said that instead of adding 48, should diminish 52, where that you would have gotten to the same number that the Tana should be up to. It's just he gave the simon of 48, because as we're going to see, that's the mnemonic of the 48 to remember of a pasuk. And moreover, we want to say a different mnemonic of Bitzirusa Safra, meaning that the scribe should be the one who's doing less. Like we said, Safra Bitzira and Tana Tesfah, like we brought before, as the Gemara is going to bring later on. So then we say adding 48. Now, Umeshakech Leiluchum, and then he's going to come out to the appropriate calculation. V'samonech, and the manik to remember, is a pasuk of Bemidbar, as a continuum of Bemidbar, arba mushmoin the ear, 48 cities of the that there are in the Levite cities, which that's the amount of numbers you have to add on from the count of the Sefer to the count of the Tana when it was learned the Braisa for the years that it's been, that it's already started Yimaisa Mashiach. Same thing is true the other way. Vita Safran, if the scribe makes a mistake, he doesn't know exactly what number year it's up to. Nishayla Latana Kamakatani, he should ask the one who learns that Braisa how many years he's up to from Yimaisa Mashiach. To get to just the numbers, again, the centuries are different. By that, they don't make an error. Then he should diminish 48, and then he's going to have exactly his calculation of the years of the documents, which are dated according to the Greek dating. The mnemonic to recall that difference is the Safra Betzira, as we said before, the scribe, the Talmud Chacham, is the one who is precise, who diminishes, and Tana Teisva, but the one who is learning the Braisa, the Tana, he learns Teisefta, which is the word of increasing, he's the one who adds 48, and the scribe is the one who diminishes 48 to get to the calculation when they learn from the other one. Similar type of a discussion. Amar Rav Huna Berei Devirshu. He says, "Hai man de lo yoda kamish shnei b'shavu hu aymen." Someone doesn't know exactly what year of Shemitah we are in right now, according to the orders of the Shemitah cycles that the Jewish people count when they were at the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, although now we're not even during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, however, the halacha is that Shemitah does apply even in today's times. Now, even according to Rebbe, holds that only at a time when we have Shemitah's karka, when we keep the Shemitah of land, then you have the halacha of Shemitah's kesafim, which then you cancel all loans. Still, he agrees, although we don't have Shemitah's karka, he agrees that rabbinically it does apply, as the Gemara says, Gittin Dav Lamed Vav, Ma'kin Dav Beis. So the halacha applies. We have to know when is it the Shemitah year. But let's say someone doesn't know exactly, is this the Shemitah year? Is it next year Shemitah? Is it last year? So what he should do is, Nitvi Chad Shata. He should add on 1 year from the years of the Churban until the year that he's up to. Now, the reason for this is because there's a brayse that teaches in the Masechtas Tain Stav Chav Tesem and Aleph, what's called Magalgun Schus Limzakai B'chev Limchayev, meaning the day that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was a Matzah Shabbos, it was also a Matzah Shviz, meaning it was the year after the Shemitah, it was Tisha B'Av, and same thing happens on the same guilty day, same liable day, happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, so we see that the year of the Churban was the first year of the Shemitah cycle. Now, however, second point is that the year of the Churban is not counted for the years of the Churban. Rather, it's counted as the years of when the Beis HaMikdash was still around. Because Av is not the beginning of a year, but we're counting years of Churban, years of when the Beis HaMikdash was around. Since by the time you're by Tes B'Av, you're ready, most of the year has passed already, so that's counted. That year is counted as part of the years of the Beis HaMikdash. So whoever wants to count the Shemitah years has to add on to the years, because we're counting now years of Churban. That's how we start counting, if someone's counting the years of Churban, because we know that was the first year, he has to count another year, because he's not really counting, it's the year of when the Churban happened was the first year, but we're not counting that as years of Churban, because most of the year had already passed with the Beis HaMikdash being around. So therefore, what someone has to do is, he has to count how many years it's been since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, adding one, because it's that year of when the Churban was, which was the first year of the Shemitah cycle, was not counted as years of Churban. And then, as follows, as a way of simplifying, the Gemara says, V'nechshav klali. So first you count the big numbers, counted by hundreds. And the way you do that is b'yaveli, where there's two yavels. The yavel is Shemitah is every 7 years, yavel is every 50 years. So there's two yavels for every 100 years. And that's an easier way to make the calculations. Uprati b'shvui, and the number is less than 100, you break that up into sevens, which then you'll know every 7 years is another Shemitah. V'nishkol mimeya trei v'nishtei aprati. Now, what's important, says the Gemara, is that you can't just count every 50 years a yovel, and then you have 100, and you can keep on going, so you can know how many that, okay, we know Shemitah. If you know yovel, two yovels, you buy 100, and you're done already. And that says the Gemara, no, because we're going like Rabbi Yehuda, who the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, that the 50th year is not independent, where 49 is the seventh Shemitah of the cycle. Year 50 is actually also year of Yevil, and it's also year number one of the next Shemitah cycle, which starts counting for the next Yevil. So essentially, you're up to 98 when you're by the second Yevils. In contrast to the Rabbanan, they say that it's the 50th year is Yevil, and that year 51 starts the next Yevil, year number one of the next Shemitah cycle. So actually, according to the Rabbanan, so then you wouldn't have to even count. You would just count by hundreds, and you know, okay, that's, you know that after that 100, you're starting a new cycle. In contrast to Behuda, when you start counting the Shemitin, if you want to count, it's every 7 years, it's always going to be like that. And therefore, for every 100, you have to say that, okay, but that takes us up to 98, because you have 49 and then 98. Then you have two from that 100. You have to take that and add that onto the individual counts, which is you have groups of hundreds, hundreds, but then you have the little numbers. You have to take two from every 100 and put it into those little numbers. And then you can calculate those two of every 100 for groups of sevens. And the other kamishnei b'shavu, and then you'll know how many years there are for the Shemitah cycle to know what year of Shemitah cycle you're holding. Is it Shemitah? Is it not? What year it is? Now, b'simoneich, and the mnemonic to recall, not to do like the Rabbanan, rather like a Behuda. Like we said, according to Behuda, you have to take two out of every 100 and add it on, like one recalls from grade school, which is you have the groups of 100, 100, 100. Those you know, those are easy numbers. But then you have those individual numbers, which we say you have to take two from every 100, not like Rabbanan, who you could just take 100, 100, 100, and then you know already the next number is the starting year one of the next Shemitah. Is Kizesh Nesayim Harav Bekarav Aretz. It's the words of the Pasuk. It says, because this is already 2 years of hunger in the land, where you see that the number two has to be added on from every 100. Now, Rashi brings from Masech Tesirchan of Yud Beis Mabeis, it asks, according to Behuda, that his calculations don't have Yovel as its own year. Rather, it's also the first year of the next cycle. Churban Bayis Sheni, how did it end up being, as we're saying, that we know now what our Shemitah cycles are, which Mefarshim explains seems to be a contradiction of what our actual cycle is, but the way the Gemara is saying is that we know what year we're up to, you just keep on counting 777. The Gemara is essentially trying to simplify it by saying by hundreds and then just take two and add it on, but it's really every 7 years, because even Shemitah, even Yovel is year number one of the next Shemitah cycle, so every 7 years. So we know how many years it's been, because we know that Churban Bayis HaMikdash was the first year of the Shemitah cycle. It was Matzah Shemitah, the year after a Shemitah. Again, we don't count that because it's part of the, when we call it Binyan Bayis HaMikdash, but we add on the year anyway, so we know. We know what we're up to. That is the Gemara, but according to Yehuda, could it really be that Churban Bayis Sheni was in the first year after a Shemitah cycle, and that's how we know where we're up to? But how long did Bayis Sheni stand, the second Bayis HaMikdash? 420 years. Now, if you make the calculations, according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, you have 8 years for the 400 years of Yovel, which we said out of every 100 years, you have to take off 2 years, and add it to the remaining 20. So that's 28. So it comes out that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed not the year after a Shemitah, it was in the Shemitah year itself, because 28 is a complete cycle of 7 times 4. So it was in the Shemitah year that it was destroyed. So how can you say it was the year after? And that says the Gemara that the 6 years from Bayis Sheni until Ezra came and sanctified, they weren't counting yet the Shemitah years. And therefore, you have to take away the first 6 years. Comes out that 28 minus 6 is 22. That's when, 22 years into the Yovel when we got destroyed, which is the year after Shemitah, because 21 is full 7, and the year after that is Matzah Shviz. Additionally, says the Gemara, related to what we're talking about, Rami B'Chanina says, Acha Arba Meis L'Churban Bayis, we're talking about Yemais HaMashiach. So Rabbi Chanina says, 400 years after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, which is already into the Yemais HaMashiach, like we said, that's 172 years after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Says, if a person is going to tell you, Kach Sa Deshove Elef Dinarim, I'm the bargain of a lifetime, I'm going to give you a field worth 1,000 dinarim, but dinner echad, for just one dinner. So he says, Rabbi Chanina, Loi Tikach, don't buy it, because it's the end of the redemption. And very soon we're going to be gathered to go to the holy mountain, to the inheritance of our fathers, to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Why even lose just a dinner? You're saying, well, come on, a dinner. No, Mashiach's coming, don't even buy for a dinner. Now, B'masnitatan, in the Braisa was taught, Achar arbas alofim u'mesayim u'shloishim ba'achashon l'briyas olam, after 4,231 years from creation of the world, if a person is going to tell you, buy this field, it's worth 1,000 dinarim for one dinner, don't buy it. Which is the inverse of the Panovich Rav story, where he went and he bought in the time of the war, the Second World War, people thought that, what are you doing buying over there? He's confident that it's going to happen. Here also the opposite, don't buy, because Mashiach is going to come. Now, says the Gemara, my b'nai, what's the difference between these two different deadlines? It could be now your clash, and the difference between them is 3 years, because the Masnita Taf Yitlashni. The Braisa adds on another 3 years, because according to the calculation of the Braisa, the Gullus will extend 3 years more than Reb Chanina. Because we said before that after 172 years after the Churban concludes the 4,000 years from creation. Now, if you add on 231 that it says in the Braisa, that makes the end coming 403 years after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Reb Chanina was saying 400, so that's the discrepancy between their opinions. Either 400, but the Braisa adding on 400, 3 years after the Churban Bayis, don't buy because Mashiach is going to come, which Rashi points out, Reb Chanina must have said his opinion when 400 years of the Churban didn't yet happen, and he was saying that Mashiach for sure will come, which as we're already past it, as we said, that Mashiach should have come, but because of our sins, Mashiach has not yet come. But Mirat Hashem, Mashiach should come, but here remain no man.